This festive season at McDonald's, get...
rich deals every day.
Okay, okay. With a sausage sandwich for just...
let's see, 99p?
Six chicken McNuggets for just...
99p!
Fine. Get Grinch deals every day
in the McDonald's app.
18 plus app only. Ends 24th of December. One use per offer. Fees apply to delivery. Participation varies. T's and C's apply.
Hey, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. And every week we are cherry picking some sound advice from business leaders to help inspire you and fire you up. So, speaking of sound advice, let's get to this week's featured guest. Isaiah Chavis is the CEO of Noctil, which is an AI-powered sound design platform. That sounds great, but what? What exactly does that mean? Well, here's what it is. Noctil is a library of 200,000 plus sound effects that are fully human made. These are made by Foley artists, sound designers, and studios. There's no synthetic or AI generated audio because, as Isaiah told me, his goal is to make life better for humans, not worse. And all the sounds are cleared for commercial use in films and games, podcasts, branded entertainment, all that stuff, which addresses a major licensing challenge that often comes with AI. So, this seems like a great idea to me, and it seems like a great idea to investors because a lot of them have gotten on board. The company recently raised $1.8 million seed round led by Dan Caruso of Caruso Ventures. Now, Isaiah isn't unfamiliar with doing things that other people like. He led business development and partnerships at the AR gaming company Jadu. Maybe I'm saying that right. Maybe I'm not. It's spelled J-A-D-U if you want to look it up. But he secured collaborations with people like Michael Bay, Elton John, Snoop Dogg, Grimes, among many, many others. So he's done a lot, and he's poised to do a whole lot more from what I could tell talking to him. And his success has not just been about making something that's great, but also by walking into meetings and convincing other people that this is something worth investing in. So, we, the good people here at How Success Happens, asked Isaiah how he keeps calm in those big moments where he's walking in the room to make a pitch, and then to get his advice for dealing with the kind of inevitable rejection that comes when you're in the pitching game.
Some tricks that I've learned about conquering nerves in big moments. In order to conquer nerves in big moments, stressful moments, any moment you feel like you're under pressure, I would say converting the idea or the feeling of anxiety into excitement is the first thing to do. And then the other part is just having absolutely blind confidence in yourself for a moment in time. Even if it's manufactured, telling yourself that you can do something often means you can. If you actually care about what you're building, you've created something from a personal place first. It's just like being an artist or being even an engineer. Anything you create often is coming from your personal experience with that. It's your brainchild, it's your baby. And so hearing no is often taken in the same way, very personal. And so before you even begin the process, start with the understanding that everyone's going to say no. And then start with the idea that it's not personal. It's not an attack on your vision. It's just simply somebody who's not a part of it right now. And so when you do hear that yes, that can set the vision for the whole process. The no's become a lot easier to hear after that.
Okay, so as we all know, entrepreneurship is not easy. It's not like having a regular job where you have a bad day, you have a good day, whatever, the weekend, yay. It's all on you, and sometimes big things just come out of nowhere to mess with you. So I asked Isaiah if he could tell us about one holy shit moment that turned everything upside down. And man, he had a big one, having experienced the horrible loss that so many faced in the Palisades fires this year.
So one holy shit moment. To start the year, the biggest holy shit moment was definitely when my house burned down in the Palisades. That was crazy. Now, that was, I guess, seemingly unrelated to a business venture, but it was right at the time when we were formalizing and kicking off and scaling the company after we had closed our round of fundraising. And not only did we have to continue to deliver and design and iterate on product and expand and grow, but I was also unrooted from all of my belongings. And so I realized that building something with people who are your support systems, both creatively, socially, mentally, or practically, is really what matters. And that remained intact and in fact has only grown. It really ended up being, I'm sure, a blessing in certain ways, but your house burns down, you say, holy shit, for sure.
And it was that teamwork and that coming together that Isaiah told me led to what he says was his proudest moment of 2025.
A specific time this year that I've been really proud is when we finally launched the Noctil beta to the public. We locked ourselves into an Airbnb for nearly 2 weeks and just built. Worked all night, all day, had a lot of creative sessions, a lot of hard days, and then we finally got the vision in the hands of customers, and that I was proud not only of the vision coming together, but the people and the team. Really proud moment this year.
So what is one piece of advice or something he wish he knew when he was just starting out?
One thing that I wish I knew when I started out for anybody who's looking to build a company or a startup or a product is that you need the ability to rely on somebody who is unwavering in their conviction of the vision with you in order to scale and succeed. You need to trust that when your battery is low, they will step up and vice versa. And so ensuring that you secure that reliability in people early on is super important. And luckily I did do that, but it wasn't necessarily told to me.
So our show is called How Success Happens. So I asked Isaiah, how does he define success for himself and for his company?
My definition of success is fulfilling your purpose. That can look like a lot of different things. That can mean a lot of different things. But it's ultimately showing up, knowing that every step you take and every decision you make and the highs and the lows are part of your plan and part of your purpose. And to be honest, I don't believe that changes. The end result, I believe, of fulfilling your purpose and your calling, if you want to call it that, is ultimately building something bigger than yourself.
Okay, so getting back to his product, there's over 200,000 sounds in the Noctil library. Does he have a favorite?
My favorite sound in the Noctil library. We have 200,000 plus, so that'll be a hard choice. But what comes to mind, I don't know the name of the actual file, but it is a cityscape ambient track with a calm city ambiance. You hear subtle cars passing and people chattering. It's peaceful. It reminds me of driving at night thinking, it's a good sound.
So we talked a lot about the kind of tough realities that can come with entrepreneurship, but what about the good stuff? I asked him, when's the last time he kind of looked around the room and was like, holy cow, we did this?
I had a moment yesterday where I, you know, had that moment where I was like, I can't believe I'm here. So yesterday was the day I was nominated for Forbes 30 Under 30 for this year. Very exciting. The team was very excited. We found out in the morning, phone was exploding with messages and texts and calls. And then the LA team got together and we worked all day. And we got a lot of amazing work done. It was a lot of fun. And then we went to dinner and all sat around the table. And it was one of those moments where you realize that an idea that started as an abstract thought turned into a group of unwavering, very talented, important people all working together for one mission. And that's surreal.
Okay, so since he's been so open and honest about everything about his business and what it takes to be an entrepreneur, I asked him to go down one more level and share something that maybe wasn't his proudest moment. And here's what he had to say.
Okay, a funny story that I don't think anybody will know. Shout out to my COO and co-founder, Mr. James Paul. Love you, buddy. Him and I, after we closed the seed round, made it out to our lead investor's house, and we were on a golfing trip to celebrate. And we got out on this beautiful green and performed horribly. It was probably the most embarrassing golf game we'd ever played. And our lead investor, Mr. Dan Caruso, vowed to never take us on a nice golf course again until we up our skills.
Gotta love that. And I think that's a great place to end, because that is your permission to go out and work on your golf game. Myself, I am beyond horrible at golf. I've done it once or twice in my life and was never invited back. My wife, however, is a demon. I'm speaking about the mini golf course, but don't ever make a bet with her. She will take all of your money. All right, well, that's the end of our show. Please subscribe, throw us a rating, and leave our show a comment. Hey, and subscribe to our newsletter, info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. Well, you'll have a chance to answer the big question of the week. Last week, we asked about a time in your life where you wanted to give up and you didn't, and it paid off. And one of our listeners wrote in, Martin Chilufia wrote in and told me all about this poultry project he had going on, and he almost gave up on it, but he pushed on through. And he says it has come back in maximum potential, and it provided him a new lesson that you always have to keep learning and applying new ideas to get your business where you want it to be. Such a great story, and thanks so much for contributing. So if you want to write in an answer to one of our big questions, join that newsletter. It's a lot of fun. info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. What else can I tell you to do? Oh, check out my Substack. This should be fun, where I write a lot of goofy little things. Also, if you like good, good music, like our theme song, check out the band responsible for it, Nika RPM on Bandcamp. All right, go out, play some golf, make some things happen, save your poultry business, do what you gotta do, and I'll see you next week.